WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome people. Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things stoic and resilient. Welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. I'm pumped you're here because today we're diving into something powerful, cultivating gratitude and appreciation. Ever notice how when you focus on what you lack, it feels like there's just never enough? You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and suddenly feel inadequate because everyone else seems to have it all figured out. Yeah, been there, done that. But guess what? There's a secret weapon against that negativity spiral, and it's free gratitude. Think about it. Focusing on the good stuff, the little wins, the things you genuinely appreciate, shifts your entire perspective. It's like wearing rose-tinted glasses, but in a seriously awesome way. You start seeing the world with more clarity, more positivity, and honestly, it makes life just that much brighter. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate the gratitude muscle and reap the incredible benefits. 1. The power of perspective. This one is huge. Life throws curveballs, no doubt about it. But how we perceive those challenges can make all the difference. Instead of dwelling on the negative, try reframing things. Look for the silver lining, the lessons learned, even the unexpected opportunities that might arise from a seemingly tough situation. It's like turning lemons into lemonade, but with way more power. 2. The gratitude journal. Okay, I know what you're thinking, another thing to add to my already overflowing to-do list. Trust me on this one. Take 5 minutes each day to jot down 3 things you're grateful for. It could be anything. A delicious cup of coffee, a kind gesture from a stranger, the feeling of sunshine on your skin. It's about acknowledging the little joys that often go unnoticed in our busy lives. 3. The appreciation ritual. This is where you get to personalize things. Find something meaningful that helps you express appreciation, whether it's sending a heartfelt thank you note, leaving a positive review for a favorite local business, or simply telling someone how much they mean to you. It's about making conscious efforts to show gratitude in tangible ways. 4. The practice of mindfulness. This one is all about being present in the moment. When you find yourself caught up in worries or anxieties, take a deep breath and focus on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? This helps ground you in the present and allows you to appreciate the beauty around you, even in the midst of chaos. 5. The power of comparison. Okay, let's be real, we've all fallen prey to comparing ourselves to others. But it's a slippery slope that leads to nothing but negativity. Instead of focusing on what others have, focus on your own journey, celebrate your unique strengths and accomplishments, and remember that everyone has their own path to navigate. Now, let me share a quick real-world example. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, running late for an important meeting. You might feel frustrated, stressed, even tempted to get angry. But here's the thing, instead of letting those negative emotions take over, you can use this time as an opportunity to practice gratitude. Appreciate the fact that you have a car to drive, a job that requires your presence, and the ability to navigate life's challenges. You might even find yourself enjoying the music on the radio or taking in the beautiful scenery around you, who knows. Remember folks, cultivating gratitude isn't about ignoring the tough stuff, it's about choosing to focus on the good, finding meaning in every experience, and ultimately creating a more positive and fulfilling life. It's a muscle that gets stronger with practice, so start today. Take a moment to appreciate the little things, the big things, the ordinary things, because they all contribute to the beautiful tapestry of your life. So, what are you waiting for? Start spreading that gratitude like wildfire. Share this episode with someone who could use a dose of positivity, leave a review, and let me know what resonates with you most. And as always, keep striving towards that stoic state of mind, resilience, discipline, and a whole lot of appreciation for the incredible journey we call life. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.